Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Shvisas Asur, dealing with the laws of Yom Kippur. And in this Perek, Rambam will discuss what the various measurements are to violate any of the sins of Yom Kippur, for example, eating or drinking. Halacha Aleph. Ha'ochel b'Yom HaKippurim, ma'achon ha'ru'uyin le'achol la'adam, kekusevet ha'gasa, she'ipachos mikabetza, k'ma'at, harei zeh chayev. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, food which is fit for human consumption, which is the size of a large ripe date, which is a little bit less than the size of an egg. So if you eat that much food which is fitting for human consumption, then you are liable for having violated the prohibition of not eating on Yom Kippur. V'chol ha'achalim mitzarf l'shirza. And all different foods can combine to create this amount. Meaning to say, if you have half a koseves hagasa of one type of food and half a koseves hagasa of a different type of food, so then you are liable. V'chein ha'shoseh mashkin ha'uyin l'shtiyas adam, kimlo lugmav shel shoseh, kol echad ve'echad l'fi lugmav chayav. And similarly, if somebody drinks some liquid which is fit for human consumption, how much? The amount to fill your cheek, one cheekful. And that is measured, unlike by the food, which is a standard size. With regards to the liquids, it's the amount that a person can hold in his personal cheek. And you drink that much on Yom Kippur, then you are liable for what you've done. V'kama lo lugma, how much is a cheekful? So the Rambam explains, k'deshia salkim litzat echad v'ira malei lugma. So that you can remove the whole liquid to one side of your mouth, i.e. in one cheek, and have it fill that whole cheek. V'shir zeh ba'adam beinoni pachos mirvias. The Rambam tells us, in an average person, this is the amount a little bit less than a revias. Roughly 3 to 4 ounces generally, so a little bit less than 3 or 4 ounces. V'chol ha'mashkin mitzarf l'shir zeh. And all different liquids are able to join together to create this amount of a melo lugmav. If he has half a melo lugmav of one liquid and half a melo lugmav of another liquid, then that is enough to make him liable. V'achilo shtia im mitzarf l'shir echad. However, food items and drink items do not combine together to make one liable. If you have half a koseves hagasa of food and half a melo lugma of liquid, you are not liable. Halacha beis. Echad ochel achalim hamutarim, o she'achol dvarim hasurim. Whether somebody eats food which is permitted to eat or food which is generally forbidden to eat, aside from the fact that it's Yom Kippur. Can go in pigol, venosar, vetevel, and velus, trefos, vechelev, odam, such as a type of korban which had the wrong intentions made while the kohen was preparing it, or a korban which was left over, or untithed produce, or animals which had not been slaughtered properly, or were wounded fatally in some fashion, or the forbidden fat or blood of an animal. Since these foods are technically fit for human consumption, for example, non-Jews eat them, in that case, you are liable for excision in this case, because you've eaten on Yom Kippur. Halacha Gimel. If you eat or drink less than this amount, you are not liable excision. Even though, let us be clear, it is absolutely forbidden on a Torah level to have less than the total amount, to have half of the measurement or any component of the measurement, you are only going to be liable for excision once you have had the proper amount. And in fact, if somebody then does eat or drink less than the proper amount and thinks he can get away with it, we issue lashes of rebellion against him. Halacha Dalet. Achal ma'at v'chazer v'achal. If somebody ate a little bit and then went and ate again, im yesh mitachilas achila rishona ad sof achila achrona, k'dei achilas shalosh beitim, harei elu mitzarfos l'kashir, v'im lav, ein mitzarfos l'kashir. If somebody ate a little bit and then went and ate a little bit more, so do we combine them to say that there's a shear there, if it was a little bit less than a shear and a little bit less than a shear? So it depends. If he ate it within the amount of span of time it would take, what we generally refer to k'dei achilas pras, which the Rambam translates, instead of just a piece of a loaf of bread, he says it's the amount of time that would take you to eat 3 eggs worth of food, which nowadays we generally assume to be about 9 minutes. So then they will join together that little bit of food that you had at first, and within that 9 minute span, that little bit of food otherwise, they'll join together to create a shear. And if you do it slower than that, then they do not join together. Shasa ma'at, v'chazar v'shasa. Similarly, if you drink a little bit and then go and drink a little bit more, im yesh mitzchias shtia rishona, ad sof shtia achrona, k'dei shtias revias, if from the first drinking until the end of the second drinking, the latter drinking, it was the amount of time that it would take to drink one Revius's worth, Mitzdarvin Likshir, then they join together to create the amount that you will be liable for. Vim Lav, but if it takes longer than that, it takes longer than the amount of time it would take to drink a Revius, a Mitzdarvin. Then these two drinks do not combine. Halacha Hey. If you ate foods which are not fit for human consumption, could go in asavim hamarim, such as bitter grasses, osravim habu'ushin, or very, very gross, bad-smelling types of syrups, osheshasam mashkin she'enon ru'uyim l'shtia, or you drank a liquid which is not fit for drinking, could go in sir, omorias, v'chometz chai, such as different types of brines, or raw vinegar, afil achal v'shasam ehen harbe, even if you ate and drank a lot of these substances, hareza patra mina kares. So then you are not liable for kares. However, avol makin oso makas marjus. He does receive lashes of rebellion. Halacha vav. Shasa chometz mazug b'mayim chayev. If somebody drinks vinegar mixed with water, so that is considered fit for human consumption, and therefore he could be liable. Hakoseis pilpilin v'zan gbilin yavish v'kiyotzi behen patra. If somebody chews dried pepper or ginger or things similar to that, so then you are not liable. That's not fit for human consumption. Aval zangvil rotov chayev. If it is fresh ginger, it's still moist, so then one is liable. Achal alei gufanim pater. If somebody ate grapevine leaves, so then you are not going to be liable. Lulav gufanim chayev. However, if you ate the buds from that vine, then you will be liable. Ve'elu hein lulav gufanim. And now what qualifies as the buds of the vine? Any buds which have sprouted in Eretz Yisrael from the time of Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. Yasri al zeh, if it was more than that, though it was longer than that since they had sprouted, harihen ke'etzim u'pater. So then they're considered very hard, like wood, and you will not be liable. V'chein kol kiyotzi be'ilu. And so to anything which is similar, with regards to whether it's fit for human consumption. Halacha zayin. Achal tzli b'melach mitztarif ha'melach levasur. If you ate meat which was roasted with salt, so that salt combines with that size of the meat, and therefore you could be liable if the salt adds it up to a shear. Tzir sh'agavi yurek mitzarek. And similarly, if there's brine on top of a vegetable, that too can combine with the size of the vegetable. Mivnei sh'mach shiri ha'ochel ha'morvim ima ochel ka'ochel hein kashuvim. Because things which make the food taste better, makes it a bit more palatable, that join together with the food, they qualify as the food, and therefore you can be liable with them as well. If somebody was so satiated, so filled to the top, that he can't eat any more, that even thinking of food makes him feel disgusting, and then he eats more beyond that level of satiety, so in that case, pater. In that case, he's not liable because that's as if he ate food which wasn't fit for human consumption. Even though this food which he ate is fit for somebody who's hungry, it's not fit for somebody who's this soveya, somebody who's this satiated. Halacha ches. If there is an ill person who might be dangerously ill to the point where we're nervous for his life, and he requests to eat on Yom Kippur, even though the expert doctors say he doesn't need to eat, it's not necessary for his health, nonetheless, we feed him by allowing himself to take as much as he wants until he says, I've had my fill. Amar achola ani tzarech. If, on the flip side, the ill person says, I don't need to eat, v'arovei omar tzarech, but the expert doctor says he does need to eat for his health, ma'achino so apiv. So then we force him to eat, we feed him through his mouth. V'ushiyah rovei baki. This is assuming that the doctor is really an expert. Rovei echad omar tzarech, v'echad omar eno tzarech, ma'achino so. If one doctor says he needs to eat, one doctor says he doesn't, so in that case, we feed him. Mixas harovim omrim tzarech, or mixas an omrim eno tzarech. If some doctors say he needs, some say he don't. Hochen achar rov o achar bikin. In that case, we follow after the majority or those that are most expert. Ubavach liyo marachol et tzarechani. This is all assuming that the sick person doesn't say I need it. Aval im omar tzarechani machin oso. If again he says that he needs the food, so then we feed him regardless. Lo marachol ashut tzarech. If the ill person does not say that he needs it, v'nechleku harovim, and the doctors are split as to whether he needs it, ha'yu kulam b'kiyin, and they're all of equal stature, they're all experts, v'elu sh'amru eino tzarech, k'minin sh'amru tzarech, and it's an even split, those that say that he doesn't need it are equal in number to those that say that he does need it, machin lo so. So in that case, as was clear from the other cases as well, in a case of suffic nefashos, when we're concerned that there might be a doubt as to whether it will cost him his life here, then we err on the side of caution and we feed him. Halachatas. Ubra sheheriach lochashin la be'azna shiyom ha-kippur hu. If there was a pregnant woman who smelled food to the point where she's desperate for it now, she's overcome by her desire to eat it, so at first we try whispering in her ear and reminding her that today is Yom Kippur. Imnis karadaita bizikaron zeh, if she cools down after reminding her of this, so then mutav, all's well. V'im la, but if not, if she still is desperate for that food, ma'achino sa'achet tisyashiv nafsha. So then we feed her, nonetheless, despite the fact that it's Yom Kippur, until she calms down. And similarly, if somebody's overcome by some very, very intense type of hunger, so we also feed him until he sees clearly again, to the point where he would be almost deranged from his desire for the food, so then we feed him until he calms down and he looks normal again. And we even feed him things which are ignoring the fact that it's Yom Kippur, generally forbidden to eat, such as animals which haven't been shechted properly, or various non-kosher type of creepy crawly animals. We feed these to him immediately. We don't delay until we find better, more permitted food. Halacha Yud. Katan ben teisha shanim uben eser shanim mechanchen oso l'shaos. A minor who's 9 or 10 years old, we begin to train him to fast for a number of hours, though not the whole day. Ketzad, the Rambam will illustrate. Hayaragu lecho b'shtei shaos bayom machin oso b'shalosh. If he would normally eat 2 hours into the day, that's when he would have his breakfast. So we have him eat 3 hours into the day. If he would normally eat 3 hours into the day, so then we have him eat 4 hours into the day. And in accordance with that child's constitution, how strong they are, what they're able to handle, then we increase the degree to which he fasts. Ben achasa srei shana, ben zachar, ben akiva, misana umash lemidivrei sofrim, kdei lechancho b'mitzvos. Once a child turns 11 years old, whether male or female, we have them fast the whole day. They complete the fast on a rabbinic level in order to train them to do the mitzvos properly. Halacha Yud Aleph, the final halacha in the parak, bash shneimas srei shana v'yom echad, uben shlosh srei shana v'yom echad, a 12-year-old girl who's 12 years old in a day, and a 13-year-old boy who's 13 years old in a day, she'aviv shtei saros, that they've also hit the stage of puberty to the point where they have two pubic hairs, harehin kegdolim l'chol mitzvos, they count as adults with regards to all mitzvos, mashlima min haTorah, and on a biblical level, they must complete the fast. Aval im lo haviv shtei saros, however, if they have not hit this level of puberty, adayin ketanim hein, they are still halachically considered to be children, ve'ena mashlimim el midirei sofrim. They only must complete the fast on a rabbinic level, as we saw in the previous halacha. Katan shu pachos mi ben teisha, ein ma'anin oso biyom ha-kippurim, kdei shelo yavo lidei sekana. A child who's less than 9 years old, we don't have him fast at all, not even for a couple of hours on Yom Kippur. We just have him eat like regular in order so that he not come to the point of danger. That concludes the second parak. Tomorrow we will complete all of Hilchos Shvisas Asor with the third and final parak. Have a wonderful day.